Mostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world-famous haunted winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on January 14th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, a very special Ghostly Talk. We have a new field reporter who has joined the ranks from New Jersey, who will be knighted this evening. After that, we will be joined by Carmen Reed, who will tell her story of the terrifying events that her family had endured after renting a home that was formerly a funeral home in Connecticut.
Tell him, Jell-O.
Go, Jell-O.
One of these days he will. Great. I'm hoping one of these days we'll get him on the show.
Oh my gosh.
We've been working on it, and hopefully one of these days it'll happen. I would love it. I mean, there's a lot of people in the paranormal world we want to talk to, but there are people that have that, you know, are on the outskirts of alternative thought. That you know, Henry Rollins, for example, we talked to.
You know who just passed away. Speaking of which, it was on the Ghostly Talk message board.
Yeah,
Robert Anton Wilson.
I heard about that, and I was so bummed.
Speaking of alternative thought, you know, we didn't. I guess we didn't seize the opportunity and get him on the show, did we?
And well, you know, and that's
we needed to.
Unfortunately, that's, you know, people, they move on. That's kind of what our bread and butter is here. That's what we do. This is Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
Well, maybe we will have him on then. This is Ghostly Talk, after all.
Well, yeah. Who knows what may happen? I mean, we've had weirder stuff happen in the past here. It's good to be back. This is our second week here in 2007 being back on after our long break we took. And it's funny because, man, the email that has been coming in lately has been like, dude, guys, I've missed you. My Monday mornings, because, you know, a lot of people, we broadcast a show live. A lot of people listen live, which is really cool. But a lot more people, I think, listen via podcast, via downloading it off the website, via whatever.
The
affiliates.
Affiliates,
whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are just like, dude, my Mondays are so boring when you're not there. You know, it's like the first thing I do when I come into work, which I love, I think it's funny. You know, I come into work, the first thing I do is go to your site and download the show. And then my first 3 hours of the day are, you know, listening to what you guys talked about the night before.
That is so awesome.
So it's really flattering. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Speaking of, you know, spending time with podcasts.
Yeah,
I've heard, I can't announce them yet because there's no official stuff, but I've heard of two new podcasts coming up.
Which ones? There's a lot of them.
Not one, but two new ones. Oh, I'll announce them when they're formalized.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm very, very excited about them. So not one, but two new podcasts that are coming out. Another thing I did this past week, well, just like yesterday or the day before.
Sleep?
No, I didn't get much of that. Nobody emailed me. She did not email me. I'm so mad. But, well, then again, how often do I do emails? But I emailed...
You've been getting better lately, I have to say.
I've been getting a little bit better. But I have emailed her. I emailed her off the Ghostly Talk site.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring... there's somebody who's active on the Ghostly Talk site that I want to bring on the show.
Oh, really?
Maybe the first half hour of a show or something, or if we can squeeze them in if a guest cancels or something.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring Missy on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
I want to ask her questions, and I want her to ask us questions.
We'll work it out, Missy, that we're calling you out right now, so I'm sure the email is being typed as we speak.
No, don't talk about me. I'm on air.
No, we'll work that out this week, then, when I'm doing my usual schedule playing with, usually.
She's the one who called you Steve in her blog.
Yeah. Have to talk to her about that, too,
yeah.
By the way. We have a lot of listeners like that. But, yeah, usually when I'm juggling the schedule, which has become a full-time job, I'll figure something out. We'll bring her on. That sounds totally cool.
Cool. Sounds awesome.
What a weekend, I have to say, as far as...
Mine was boring.
I know. I didn't have anything
to do.
No one asked me to do anything.
No one asked me to go ghost hunting.
I think I got on the internet a little bit. I didn't get to go ghost hunting.
I was bored stiff. I was so hoping that someone would call me. I was like, wow, most people would have a 3-day weekend this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone will set something up so we can go ghost hunting. Nothing.
No, I didn't hear a peep.
Scott, what did you do?
What were you up to, Scott?
Well,
his mic is
off. All right, okay. Now, we discussed this briefly before we went on the air tonight. Now, Doug, you were totally briefed on this.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Maybe it was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It was one of
No, it was way earlier than the week than that.
No, it was.
I got called about it not too long before that, Doug. So it wasn't a last-minute thing, but it was something that came together kind of quick.
You had an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, it was a really cool opportunity. And Bonnie, okay, we have to, as we go more, as we sell out more and more daily, right, we'll have to implement a process plan that'll make sure that you...
Bonnie doesn't get left out all the time?
Left out, nobody.
We're going to have to buy a billboard.
Scott, anytime you're involved in making phone calls or planning,
okay,
somehow or another, I get forgotten phone call list.
And I'm going to take crap from that now.
Yes, you are.
I want to know if Bonnie's number's in your phone.
Let me turn the phone back on now because, hey, I'm trying to be a professional and turn the phone off. But just for you, I'm going to turn it off.
I just want to see, if Bonnie's number's in there or not. Oh, are you going to get the...
whatever. You remember when a phone used to just turn on?
Oh, now they boot.
Now they have to boot up.
Yeah.
Check all the processes, make sure the mounts are in place, all that fun stuff.
I actually have a phone that if you had home phone service, because I don't know anybody with home phone service.
See, phone book's initializing. No,
what's
to initialize? It's programmed into the phone. I mean, what do you... My God. Okay, all right. Let's just... It's still initializing, you see? It's a... Okay, let's try it.
Mine has to read from
phone,
SIM.
Well, no. A lot of mine pulls from the SIM, too.
Oh, okay.
I always back it up to SIM. Let's see if it's... This phone book's still initializing. So in about half an hour, we'll be able to do this.
That's what you get for having, a fancy phone.
This is going to be a show...
My phone has two functions.
Yeah, for anyone listening, Scott's going to take a lot of hits tonight.
Okay, here's Bonnie's number.
I have verified it, Bonnie.
Would you like me to read it on the air, too, Bonnie?
No, but your number is... But I have verified that your number is in his phone.
See? There you go.
It's in his...
It's right there.
In his not recently used list.
Not ever used in my lifetime.
Not ever used in connection with a ghost hunt list.
I'm turning the phone off now.
Meeting Sid Haig. Things like that.
Whoa!
The first time you guys went, who did you tell? You told Doug, Will, and your sister.
All right, well, this is something we obviously have to work on. We have to implement an action plan, and we have to roll it out.
I'll make a Gantt chart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug. Get on top of this, please.
Yeah.
We'll get a process flow chart set up, and we'll put it right up on the wall here of the Haunted Winery to make sure.
We'll put it right next to the huge sign that I've got to create that says no ampersand. No ampersands.
I did again last week. Okay.
Yes, you
this,
did.
This requires explanation, too, which is a lot of fun.
Ampersands are not your friend.
You podcast listeners out there, every once in a while, you'll notice that,
when you get there Monday and you're anxious to download.
For your iTunes or your Juice or whatever you have to suck down the podcast. Sometimes it says podcast not available, or it says like, you know, podcast not known or whatever the message may be. It makes the computer angry. And
it gets angry.
And then you send your email to me and say, Scott, what's going on? There's something seriously wrong. And then I go, what's up, you know. And then I look at the file and I see that there's a couple of characters for you podcasters out there. I'm sure you know this a lot
that
better than I do.
Big no-no.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you know this a lot better than I do, and you don't have the problems that I do, but I'm going to tell you anyways. The ampersand, right, the ampersand is a big no-no for an RSS file. You don't want to put that in there.
Huge no-no.
Quotes, I believe, will not work either.
Yes,
you don't want to put quotes in there.
Bad.
Yeah, you don't want double quotes in there either. Those two things will clobber your podcast for however long it is until you fix it, right? So it happened again to me last week.
So if in the title of your podcast, if you put like, you know, Doug and then the ampersand,
yeah,
Scott L. talk to.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
Or if you say, you know, we talk to so-and-so, ampersand
and
so-and-so.
You, or you put like, you know, if you want to, you know, a title or something like
right,
that.
Right, if
you
put like,
double
like Sid
that.
And then in double quotes, you know,
yeah,
whatever. You know, Horror Master, mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. Hague. You know, if you put anything in double quotes or if you put an ampersand between things.
Yeah, yeah.
It clobbers your podcast. It just kills it.
Well, luckily,
in the title and the description and
everything,
you know,
it just clobbers.
In
you just can't download
entries.
It. It won't happen. It just will not. It will not update for that week. It happened again last week. And I, you know what? The thing was, I shouldn't even say anything to you because you would have never known. Because I was up bright and early at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, Monday morning to go to work, and I just happened to check my email. I had a few extra minutes, so I checked my email for a goof, and somebody emailed and said, hey, dude, there's a problem with the podcast. I'm like, oh, I know exactly what I did. Walk right in there, and guess what's sitting there? Smack dab in the middle of the text file, well, as far as the text goes.
An ampersand.
I'm like, oh, boy. And it popped in my head, Doug, the file you sent me not too long ago, because I've done this a billion times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Doug sends me this picture of, you know, a
JPEG
file.
I drew it. I drew that with my own.
Okay, you drew this
hand,
thing,
yeah.
And it was a big ampersand with a Buster symbol around it.
You know, like the red circle.
Maybe
like
we should get t-shirts made.
No ampersand.
Well, yeah. Here's the problem, and I think I explained this to you a little bit during the week when we were discussing it, that I, you know, when I'm, I mean, we've streamlined the process. That's why
you guys are able
to get these, to get our broadcast. I mean, usually, I'm probably opening up a big can of worms doing this, but usually an hour and a half after we're done broadcasting, everything's up on the net. Well, I mean, it may be a little bit longer, but as far as, like, the ones on the website and the podcast, the 32K file, those are on the net for you to download. That's how fast we can pull it out now. I mean, we've been working on this for so long that we managed to streamline the process down where it's, like, it used to be a four-hour process.
Well, that and the call quality on Skype when it's not, what the interface into this telephone system is, that known as Skype.
Yeah.
The interfaces into the board directly.
Oh yeah, it's so much better quality.
So what happens is we can watch the levels of the caller.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a definite improvement.
Max Szabo was talking about on the website. You know, oh well, your callers are so much lower volume.
Well, it was
a technical thing. It was a hardware issue.
And we explained that pretty much in depth. I don't like calling listeners out, but yeah, you know, it was a bit of a wine session we had on that.
But he was correct.
He was correct.
He was absolutely correct.
What was funny about that?
There was nothing we could do about it. That equipment.
Mm-hmm, with that piece of equipment, it wasn't a fact that we were trying to make ourselves sound better than our guests.
Well, that, yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious in its own.
That was an interesting leap.
Yeah, because,
you know, I
whatever.
No
I don't
matter
wanna,
how he interpreted it.
Yeah.
What happened was it was indeed an issue with the equipment.
And we fixed that.
Gone to the Skype and
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, and it works great. So, no, but as far as the process goes, we managed to, like, get these things up on the net really fast. This whole site's updated. Everything, all the links are in place. The podcast file's up there. The site, the files for the site you can download right off of our servers there. It's done very quick. In order to do it that quick, you have to streamline a lot of your processes. So what I'm doing...
And one thing is getting all the levels even, which they are now.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about just, like, getting information.
Oh, and going through the same process over and over and over?
Well,
okay,
yeah, the way I do it now, when I, like... Because every week when we update the site for our newest show, I always put a little blurb up there that says, you know, hey, we talked to this person, we talked to that person, we talked to this person, check out their site, blah, blah, blah. And what I've been doing is taking that same text, copying it over onto the site, copying it over onto the podcast file, copying it over into our friends at Blog Talk also. I'm trying to keep it the same for everybody, right? So it's the same information all over the place. Unfortunately, though, the podcast file is a little different than the RSS file. It don't like these extra characters. So I put a lot of these extra characters in the beginning because it's like, this is just, you know, regular typing. The site will take it, no problem. You know, Blog Talk will take it, no problem. But the RSS file won't take it, and that's where I get hung up at. And I always forget that when I'm like, Bonnie's been there and seen how fast I knock this thing out because I want to get to bed. You know?
Right.
I've been there, but I still don't get phone calls.
Right.
But I gotta watch that now. It's just what I have to watch. I gotta quit doing that. So hopefully it's one little thing. No, so we're gonna put a new plan in for the ampersand thing, right?
Right.
We're gonna roll that out.
Let's make that a codicil of the main plan, the communication plan to keep Bonnie in the loop.
Yeah, definitely. Bonnie, I'm sorry.
We'll call it our Biddle plan, Bonnie in the loop.
There's some Coke in the fridge if you want.
You're also taking hits in the chat room too.
For what? What do I do now?
Well, you know, it's just. Since Doug made you turn your phone on to see if my number was there, someone made the statement, if the number's there and he didn't call, what does that tell you? So.
Ooh, that's a
Why don't we just start fist fighting right here? And just
we
like,
can.
Why don't we just finish it and start fist fighting right here? We need a
do
couple
you have a
of
chair
bounces.
You don't want? I need to bust it on somebody.
Bonnie, I'm sorry. We'll work this out.
All right.
I promise. This is a busy year, so. Well, no. Wait a second. Wait a second. Well, that wasn't on the schedule. This thing this past weekend wasn't on the schedule.
No, it was not.
But we have the schedule thing set now, so pretty much everything we do
is on the schedule.
It's on the schedule. So that's one thing you got to keep in mind also.
I know. I get the schedule.
Okay, all right.
And so, I do actually look at it, believe it or not.
I'm starting to believe that nobody looks at it. Do you look at it?
I look at it. I looked at it last night.
When I do like an update three times in a row in one day, you look at every one of those schedules?
No,
like,
I always look at the last one.
He changed the character somewhere. I don't care about this. That's what happens. Oh, my God, I didn't capitalize that. What's wrong with me? Stupid.
I didn't capitalize Bob.
I'm going to start going through there and spell checking the schedule and just sending it to him.
That schedule has grown. I love that thing. It's one of my prize accomplishments is keeping that thing together.
We do. We have a color-coded schedule and
it's confusing.
In spreadsheet form. Do you know, if you use the... hang on. I'm going to turn my mic off real quick.
Gmail? Yeah,
if you
yeah,
use
yeah.
that service for your email and you click on to open your spreadsheet file, it says, do you want to open it on your computer or on the server?
Oh, really?
And I go, I want to open it on the server. Click. And it does. It's really,
that's a really,
really
little,
cool.
That's a neat little option, yeah.
So you don't
cool.
even, and then it's up there, and then I can, you know, keep it updated by it up there. And I'm really impressed with
That's actually a very cool feature. I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah.
That's very cool. But, okay, so, all right, we got that out of the way. I've taken the proper hits that I should have taken.
Oh, no, I'm not done.
No, it's going to go on all
on the rest of the show.
Yeah.
We did go.
How was your weekend?
Well, it was really cool. Well, it started out kind of rough because I was expecting to leave work a little earlier, but I got stuck doing some work. So I got on the road a little later than I wanted to, which wasn't a big deal because, you know, it's a pretty easy drive. But per usual, it was going to be a rough drive this time. Traffic was backed up. I think I drove like 14 miles. It's not similar to Washington, D.C., actually.
It was like, probably not as backed up as when Bonnie and I went down to...
You're dwelling again, Doug. Knock it off.
No more dwelling.
No, it's
dwelling.
Cool. No, it's all right.
1 hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah, it was like an hour
stuck
of
in
space.
Oh, just so you know, your skill of turning the mic off, everyone heard you anyway.
I knew they would.
I got stuck in some traffic, though, and it kind of pushed me back because our dinner was planned for 7 p.m. at this place. Maryland, at the Indigo Inn, where we were at in... where'd my notes go? Jeez. I just want to make sure I give their credit. In Fremont, Michigan. I've never been to Fremont before, so I can knock that. I can check that off my list of places to go in Michigan. But there's the Indigo Inn we went to, run by Maryland, who had a whole spread made for us, waiting for us.
Wow.
So...
God, that sounds good.
We were running late.
I wish you could have tried some.
I do.
Tom calls me and says, where are you at? I'm like in Grand Rapids, which means I have another half an hour, and it was like 6:30. And we have like another 45 minutes to drive once I got to Amber's house, right? So I'm like, okay, no problem at all. We're good to go. It's cool. I'm just going to, you know, I called Amber. I'm like, look, be waiting outside. We're not going to stop. I'm going to stop just for a second.
I'm going to do a rolling pickup.
Yeah, and you're going to jump in and we're going to go.
It's like
so
a hazard.
She hops in the car. She has directions.
And where are your Daisy Dukes?
Yeah. So we go flying down the road to Fremont, Michigan. And everything went really smooth until we got to the one road we had to turn at. We ended up turning right on a road when we should have went straight. And we drove about 20 miles the wrong way.
Oops.
So that made us even later. Needless to say, we got there, I think, by about...
midnight.
8:30.
Oh, okay.
8:15, 8:30-ish. They were still waiting for us, though. Had a nice dinner for us. We chilled out. Got to meet all the wonderful people there. Who kind of explained a couple things to us about this the haunted historic Indigo Inn. This place is a huge building, for one thing, right in the middle of Fremont, Michigan, which is a beautiful little town. Just a very nice little town. One of those, just another small type town where a lot of people know each other and stuff like that.
Did you take pictures? Because I wasn't there to see it.
But Amber did.
Okay, good.
In attendance... How much time do we have? I want to try and get through this thing so bad right now. In attendance, Tom
was not Duggan myself.
I was not in attendance.
I wasn't invited. So.
Tom was there. Amber was there. I was there. Nikki from Great Lakes Paranormal Research was there also.
Yeah.
And we got to meet, like I was saying, Marilyn, who runs this establishment, which I spelled wrong on the list, I can see.
Malin
was there, along with a wonderful gentleman I met that night named Lincoln. A very nice man who we sat and I didn't end up really starting to do any ghost hunting until about 1 a.m. because me and this gentleman, well, he started showing me around the building and stuff like that. We got to talking about this and that.
Is he an owner there or a worker?
I believe, we didn't really get into that stuff, but I believe he does some work around there.
Okay.
He showed me around the building, showed me some of the huge, it's an old inn. I mean, these are all beautiful rooms and stuff. And Marilyn's opening this place up pretty soon. But she believed that there was something going on. She heard a lot of stories from a lot of the people that work there. There's a bar right below the place, and people have access to the upstairs, which is the inn, and they saw all kinds of wild stuff. So, unfortunately, I didn't get going until like 1 a.m. Meanwhile, though, Tom and Nikki were upstairs doing stuff, and a couple of strange things happened. Apparently, Nikki and Tom, as we both know, I mean, Nikki and both of them, they both have some sensitive abilities. They've shown me a couple things, and I've watched them work, and they're both pretty amazing at what they do. Tom's a good friend of the show, everybody knows. There was some weird stuff that happened to Nikki, though. She felt a couple of strange things, and we were discussing this, and it was similar to the what happened to us the last time we were at the Fenton Inn, the Fenton Hotel. Mm-hmm. This Enoch character, a trickster.
Aha!
A trickster of some sort.
Now I remember the name!
Oh, that's a name you're trying to figure that name out?
Somebody had asked about that name. Oh, speaking of the other name that we were trying to remember, did you get your email?
I got the email.
Ardmore.
I thought of it that night at like 3 o'clock in the morning, but I wasn't going to call you.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was a trickster of some sorts that approached Nikki, I guess, and was trying to get her to more or less here. Let me
pull his finger.
In a roundabout way, yeah, I guess. Meanwhile, though, me and Lincoln are downstairs talking about credit, you know, the effects of credit on the economy and stuff like that. Seriously, it got to be a pretty intense conversation. We actually went over to Lincoln's house about 2:30 in the morning because he had a steel guitar he wanted me to check out.
Wow.
So we were hanging out there playing a little bit.
Did you take a picture?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I wasn't there to see it.
I have a picture of it.
Okay,
along
good.
With something else I want to show you, too.
Okay. I'm sure I won't be able to see that either.
That was good. I got to meet his wonderful daughter, Zoe, also, who was kind of with us. Me and Amber set up camp about, it was actually me and Lincoln went to his house a little earlier than that, I think, actually, because me and Amber set up the recording. We brought the BC set with us.
Excellent.
We brought the recorder in this room that Nikki said she had an experience in. And we ran we actually did a half an hour session of we just kind of hung out there, let the recorders roll, and then we just left for a while and let the recorders run on their own. So I'm still yet to review that. I have time because, you know, the holiday tomorrow. I'm going to go through this stuff and hopefully see if we pick anything else up.
Doug has to work.
Yeah, I know. You have to work.
I have to work.
But it was a really, really wonderful place. We were allowed to spend the night there. We spent the night there and had a wonderful time. We all got our own rooms and stuff like that, so we crashed out.
So now that's two haunted bed and breakfast inns that we know about,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the Indigo Inn in Fremont, Michigan.
Yep.
And then there's the Twin Lakes Lodge in, Wilkesboro, North Carolina?
Yeah, you're right.
That's where you went to,
yeah.
So I went to the one and you went to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go to either one.
You were invited to the one.
Yeah, I know.
You were invited to this one, too. You should assume that you're always invited by me.
I'm psychically supposed to know that you're going ghost hunting?
Okay, all right. I screwed up.
I love you, Scott.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm going to have to get Energizer batteries for our crystal ball. Our ghostly talk issued crystal ball.
Either that or I'm just going to have to start sneaking in here in the middle of the night to see Scott's schedule.
It was a fun night of ghost hunting.
Try again later.
You know, we found that when we do these things, you meet really cool people always, you know. And I did get to do some really cool ghost hunting, do some exploring around this building, but a lot of times it's meeting really nice people. And Lincoln and Zoe and Sherry also, Lincoln's wife, they were just wonderful people. We sat and talked all night long about all kinds of stuff, you know, I mean, about ghost hunting and Tesla and you name it. It all kind of came
out.
Wow. And we crashed out for just a couple of hours.
I would have liked to get that on, like, CD, your conversation with Lincoln.
Oh,
because I bet I could have like learned stuff. I mean, it sounds like you guys were just going at it.
I thought you were being a joker, like your conversation with Lincoln.
No, I mean really, because
Lincoln, nice to meet you. 4 score and 7.
Yeah. No, not that guy. Yeah. No, I mean because oftentimes when Bonnie and I are traveling, we've decided we really need to leave a recorder going.
Well, some people do that. It's funny. You don't realize how funny you may be.
Well, I know
when
GHI
not.
Does it, but
But it was really cool. We went to a nice breakfast the next morning at a place. I totally forgot the name now.
Mick something.
No. a really, really nice little restaurant. Well, it's funny. You could tell how small this town was because we walked. There was like 8 of us. And we all piled into this restaurant, you know, bright and early in the morning, about 11 or 12. And everybody eating there just kind of turned and went.
We don't know these folks.
And I'm like, you know. Okay, whatever. But I want to say...
Don't stare them in the eyes.
I totally forgot the name of the restaurant, but I want to say it's the Indigo Moon Restaurant, which I think that's totally wrong. It was something moon right there in Fremont,
Paper
Michigan.
Moon. Blue Moon.
Really
Blue
good. Moon. Hey, really, really good steak they got there, I got to say.
Moon over Miami.
Steak and egg was really good. But, yeah, great time there. It was a really nice weekend. Hopefully, we might have something yield from that.
New Moon, Full Moon?
What's wrong with you two?
Doug slept till 2.
I'm in brainstorming.
Oh, so he's wide awake. I'm floating here.
I'm in brainstorming mode because I was assigned something to do and then I didn't do it. So I have to talk to Bonnie about that afterwards.
That's something we decided to do and not include you in.
Yeah, you are not included in it.
Well, but it has to be assigned. I probably don't want to do it anyways. So, ha 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 ha.
Wow.
Get over it. Yeah, there you go. Thank
you.
Oh. Thanks for flipping me off. I appreciate that. That's
fortunately, it is 8:29.
Fortunately,
6:29.
Yeah.
And coming up,
Bo Woods.
We have a field report from New Jersey. Bo Woods is
previous guest on the show.
Yeah, he was a guest, and then
see, that's how cool we are here. We mix it up, man. You don't have to be either a guest or a field reporter. You can be both.
Did you see some?
And he actually made the request to be a field reporter,
which is. Honoring, I
which is
too.
Quite simple. All you have to do is send an email to Bonnie@ghostlytalk.com.
Thank you, Bonnie. That's all you got to do. If you are in an area, go to the site, go to the field reporters page. If you see a state that you may be in that you don't see on that list and say, hey, I could be the field reporter for this state, hit Bonnie with an email, Bonnie@ghostlytalk.com. It's a great idea. Doug. You're dying to say something here.
No, I'm not. I'm just looking at the schedule. So coming up from orbchasers.com, we're going to talk with Bo Woods, our new field reporter from New Jersey.
Yeah, he'll be getting knighted tonight. And then after that, we're going to be talking to the Carmen Reed. A lot of you may
really can't wait for that.
That's going to be really, really exciting. And Tim Yancey, we have to thank Tim. Again, because he was the
Tim,
one.
Tim, rock.
He's the one that put this together for us. Like he put together a lot of guests we get on the show. Tim's usually there helping us out, so thank you, Tim. We'll be talking to Carmen at 7 o'clock, and we're gonna be talking to her for 2 hours.
Oh yeah,
we haven't done this in a while with a guest. You know, we've kind of tried to like crunch them down to an hour, hour and a half at the most. But now we're gonna be talking to her because she has. This is a big story we have to talk about.
Right.
There's a lot of things to discuss. We're giving her 2 hours to tell us this whole story. Looking forward to that totally. Meanwhile, let's take a quick break. We're going to get Bo on the line. Anything else anybody want to say here? Anything good? Get it out while you can. Last call.
It's not last call.
Oh, yeah. I guess you can say stuff later on. We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com. Around us, phenomena that we can't explain, voices that reach out from the darkness, events you have to experience to believe. Learn more about the world of the paranormal at the Supernatural Summit, April 13th through the 15th in Batavia, New York. Over 30 workshops from paranormal experts, a trade show, and psychic fair, plus much more. For more information, go to supernaturalsummit.com or call 585-399-7765. supernaturalsummit.com.
Feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
I never left. I didn't want to take the chance that I wouldn't be invited back.
Oh. Thanks for that. That was, you know, I have to say that was slick, Bonnie. That was real slick, you know, mentioning that again. I think I'm going to, well, I'll just let
What's
you keep
What's in my headset?
I think it's the feedback on the phone line. Hopefully it'll go away once we get talking and stuff like that.
Ah, okay.
It's the wonders of Skype. I mentioned that when we got Bo on the line that I could hear myself talking a little bit. Hopefully it'll go away, though.
Okay. We shall see.
We'll keep it simple, though. I have to say, this is Ghostly Talk. This is Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Bonnie.
And on the line, we have the mighty Bo Woods. We've had him on the show before, and it was so nice because I got an email like about a week or two ago from Bonnie saying, hey, Bo contacted me and said he'd like to be a field reporter. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. That's for New Jersey. Am I correct, Bonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's for New Jersey. That's what I have on my list here. Bo, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys. How are you doing?
Really good to have you back on. It's even better to have you back on in this light because you agreed to be our New Jersey field reporter.
Definitely. I wanted to be able to help you guys out in whatever way I could.
Well, we really appreciate that. That's really cool. And it's another state we can put on the list here, which we're really proud of. It's really cool. Do we want to just like get right to the good stuff, though, and like knight them right off the bat?
I think that's a good idea.
So a lot of times we beat around this, and I think we should really do it tonight.
Do it good.
You want me to do it and do it good?
Yeah.
All right, Bo, have you ever heard, been witnessed?
I think I've seen this.
I kind of warned him.
You warned him?
Yeah. Warned him.
So you've been briefed kind of what you're about to go through, right?
I have been forewarned, yeah.
You've been forewarned, okay. So,
and he still agreed to do it.
It's a mystery to me also. I don't understand. I'll tell you what.
You're a sucker for pain.
This is what we'll do, all right? You'll just repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
I state your name.
I, Bo Woods.
Do hereby. Pledge my life.
Pledge my life.
To abide by.
All the rules and guidelines.
That Ghostly Talk tries to enforce.
Tries to enforce.
What rules there are.
We have no idea.
Because the paranormal is all theory. And it's very sexy. I thank you for the inflection. I like that. crap.
Doug,
help me.
Take over.
I locked up.
Aren't you supposed to do the hibbity-bibbity?
No, we got more to do here. There's more.
I'll do the hibbity-bibbity.
Okay.
Hibbity-bibbity-boo.
Hibbity-bibbity-boo.
Oop-ah-ee-ah-ah.
Oop-ah-ee-ah-ah.
Who recognizes that? Oom-chaka-laka-laka. Oom-chaka-laka-laka. Bing-bing-bing.
Oom-chaka-laka-laka. Oom-chaka-laka-laka. Bing-ding-bing.
Wham-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
Wham-a-wham-a-ding-dong.
And I'll be nice to the support help.
No, scratch that. I'll be very mean to the support help.
I'll do my best to obey by whatever I'm supposed to do to the support staff. Depending on who I'm talking to.
That works.
On that note, Doug the Sword.
Ah!
Shing!
Congratulations.
Watch the ears.
Yeah, watch the ears. Congratulations,
Bo. I hope
you
need that lock of hair.
Yeah.
We need it for potions. So.
Congratulations, Bo. You are now an official Ghostly Talk field reporter. As a Ghostly Talk field reporter, you are entitled to all the rights and privileges that a Ghostly Talk field reporter has, which are none. And we appreciate you having on board. Seriously, we really appreciate it. Thank you very
I'm
much.
True. He does have an email address, which I set up during the break.
Oh, so we have the email address set up. Okay, that's one right and privilege you have is an email address, I guess.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And the field reporter mailing list, which I added him to during the break.
Perfect. Wow.
Look at Miss Efficiency over here.
That is awesome.
Wow. So I kind of feel like I have to be nice to her.
No, really, I'll give you a reason to be mean.
Well, as a field reporter, though, Bo, basically what we like to do is you can contact us anytime you want, more or less contact Bonnie, whenever you have something that you want to talk about on the show. If you want to come on here and discuss it, you just give us a jingle, and we'll bring you on the show as soon as we can. So,
Sounds great.
What we'll do tonight is this is a trial run of that for you. So basically, I'm going to turn the mic over to you and just kind of let us know what you guys got working on.
What's been going on out there?
What we got going on is last time we spoke together, I had mentioned that real-time recorder that we had. We've been doing some more experiments with that and then listening to the wonderful show with Barbara McBeth from the GIS hearing you guys talk about the condenser microphones.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually picked up two of those now, and we've been starting to do some work with those.
How have you found the clarity of those things?
It's incredible. Far superior to any of the old analog or even digital recorders. I mean, it's just so much more crisp. And
that's what I found, because I noticed that when I'm listening, because I used it on in a field investigation at, I mean, out in the field. We were in a physical field in
Gettysburg.
And I heard on that recording, you could tell what was a car. You could tell what was somebody walking. Whereas on the analog or other ones without a condenser mic plugged in, those ended up being muffled, and it was questionable some of the noises.
Mm-hmm.
But you
for
go
sure.
to the other one and wow, it sounds exactly like when I was physically there. I mean, it sounds exactly like when you were physically there. And
yeah, it does take a lot of the guesswork out of some of those noises, for
it,
sure.
It helps a lot with that. So it even helps as a control, I found. And it picked up some EVP, so I was pretty happy about that.
Well,
wonderful.
The sensitivity is the issue here, I think, what we're talking about. Is
right.
It's a much more sensitive mic. It can pick up a lot more things. What are you guys actually recording into with that microphone?
We're still recording into, we've been doing some work with the real-time recorder with that mic on it, and then just the standard digital recorders that we have, as well as a little portable recorder that we have that's just tape. We've been trying to stick those things into as many recording devices as we have to see which ones are going to work the best with that mic.
Excellent. And how much results? Any good results, or have you been able to even use it to help? Not disgruntle. What's the word? But to help rule out some other things. So is it helping? Are those things helping? The real time recording and the condenser microphones and all these new gizmos.
We've only got to take it actually out on two investigations since we've kind of ironed out the bugs and got used to it as a recording device. Unfortunately, no EVPs yet. With the real-time recorder, it's great because, as I mentioned last time, with the real-time recorder, you have that brief gap that repeats what you're saying. And as you were mentioning with different sounds and things, it's great to be able to clear that up due to the difficulty of you having to hear yourself in a delay. It really helps with getting out all that extra noise that you have to listen to in your delayed response time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're discussing this real-time recording thing now, and this is a dream. I've always tried to. I've been wanting to put together a system to have a carry-around system like that, which you guys are obviously working on, where, you don't have to go back and, listen to the whole thing. I mean, we can kind of I still do that now. If I'm next to the recorder, I always, okay, there's a car driving by. You'll hear me
right.
say that stuff. Or somebody just dropped something on the floor. No, that was nothing ethereal. It was just somebody dropped something on the floor. Obviously, like you said, this real-time recording thing, you're going to hear stuff as it happens. And, I mean, I haven't heard anybody say they've experienced this yet, but I can honestly say if I had a system like this in my ears while I was recording EVP and I actually heard a voice, I think that would send a chill down my spine. It's like, okay, there's something here right now.
I think that would darken your shorts, truthfully.
We have had it happen once where we've heard a voice when we were out using the real-time recorder,
mm-hmm.
and it definitely did add an extra bit of excitement for us because you lose that when you get home and 5 hour later you're going through the tapes. And I mean, it does just really bring a sense of like, all right, there is something here right now.
Yeah.
Can I communicate back with it? And unfortunately, that's still the gap that we're trying to bridge.
Well, I mean, a good example of that, as far as our little show's concerned here, when we had that show not too long ago with Brian Jones and this weird voice came through that we had... Trust me, we're sitting here looking at each other when we were doing this thing. We keep telling people this over and over again. We were looking at each other like, okay, what's going
yeah.
What's broken? What did we break now? What's wrong? What happened?
This is just not happening.
This isn't.
To us.
This
it cannot be happening.
It's one of the few times in the last few years that I really felt a chill right down my spine, because it's like there's somebody that is talking to us. I mean, it's very probable, I thought, that that was what was going on at the time. Same thing applies to a real-time recorder of this sort.
So how long is the delay? Is it a one-second delay, a millisecond delay?
I would say it's about a half-second delay. If I could put my best estimate on time on it, it's like, if I would say it now, you would hear it repeating right about now. So there's a little bit of a stutter in it. It's not too bad. It does take some getting used to, for sure, though.
Oh, it must. I mean, that's like when... one of the weirdest things, to me is when you're either ill, when I'm ill, like very ill, or if I have a pounding headache, and there'll be times when, like, vision starts to get blotchy. Like, you'll look at something, and then your field shifts, like, with this millisecond delay instead of being instantaneous. And
right.
I'm telling you, it's you know, usually because you've got a pounding headache or whatever, but and it goes away, obviously. But there's this delay of some sort, and it just really is disorienting. So walking around with these headphones, right, on, and then listening to the world a half a second after it happens has got to be so freaky that... I mean, I just don't know. It must take a lot of getting used to. That's all I'm saying.
I would like to hear Scott on a 1 hour delay.
Scott on a 1 hour delay? That would be interesting.
We usually try to give people about, you know, an hour max time with that, just to, you know, be able to rest their heads and not walk away from that thing with a migraine.
Do you find people, like, talking similar to, like, William Shatner after a while? They're like, and... then I was ghosting. I mean, it's got to be really interesting that way. William, call
usually we do take a guy in a different colored shirt just in case, you know, someone from the away team has to get left behind.
It's always the guy.
You've always got
always
that guy.
You said different colored shirt. It's usually the red shirt.
The red
shirt. The red shirt usually gets bumped up. I mean, it's so true. You know, we discussed that more times than ever, I think, in the last year about that.
Oh, yeah.
That whole phenomenon with Star Trek and that, like, it's always the guy in the red shirt that gets knocked off.
Scott wear red all the time.
Red shirt.
Bo, hang on for 1 second. What is your problem tonight?
She's loving you tonight. See, look at her eyes.
You see what I had to go through here, Bo? I mean, this is what I had to put up with on a weekly basis.
And you
here, man.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. I love it so much.
It's like that grade school playground thing where she's punching you to show her affection.
I guess so.
That's it. I think she actually enjoys the punching part, too, though.
I just think we're going to have to bring in the company shrink to, like, straighten us both out or something, or have the company masseuse sit behind us while we're working here.
Excuse me.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
The company masseuse.
But you're going to be getting the massage, though, you see? So how you can't massage yourself. It's like kind of a dentist giving himself a root canal. It just can't happen. Right?
And we're going to have a company... massage therapist.
Well, yeah,
we
have a company masseuse with all
Stop
of our insurance plans
masseuse.
We have.
Massage therapist.
What's wrong with masseuse?
Stop saying it.
Evidently, it's a no-no.
I don't like that term.
All right. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Again, Bo, you see what I have to go through? Jeez, man. All right, Doug.
So are you planning on going to any of the 2007 conventions?
I'm not sure. I really would like to make it out to a couple, and being that I'm here in New Jersey now, it's... there's so many around that are local. I mean, Gettysburg is just a stone's throw away, and there's usually something going on in New York and Philly and D.C., so...
Well, I was going to say there's the one from... there is the Supernatural Summit going on in April in Batavia, New York, as a matter of fact.
Yeah?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I would definitely like to be able to make it up to a couple of those.
You should come out. We could all hang out and have fun.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wait, did Scott just invite someone somewhere?
Oh, God.
I think he did.
In the heat of the moment.
Oh, my God. I don't want to be able to say anything tonight without this being brought up again. Definitely something you should check out for sure, Bo. As far as places you guys have been working on, any notable places you've investigated lately would you like to discuss?
Just some little movie theaters and things like that around down here in southern Jersey and the Millville and Vineland area, Landis Theater in Vineland. And we're really just doing residences now until we get a client base that we can have people refer back to when they question us at some of those bigger businesses. It's a lot of times they like to know that you're not just going to go in there and steal their stuff. So we usually give them some referrals.
Well, yeah, and that's it's a trend I've been hearing from people a lot, too, as far as ghost hunting groups. And it's a good, I mean, obviously you guys are sensitive to that, too, Bo. I've been hearing that from people, like, you know, well, you're just going to let me bring a group of people in here we don't know? And just have to walk around this place for, you know, for how many hours at a time? I mean, I just went, and, like I was saying in the first half an hour, I was, okay, here it comes again. I was at a Haunted Inn this weekend, but these people just let us in. They're like, here, please.
Well, they had developed a relationship with Tom and his ghost hunting group. So, you know, I mean, that I'm sure built up over time.
Oh, yeah. It was, and they were wonderful to us.
So, Bo, it takes time.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that. It took me time in Utah. I was there about 7 years, and by the time I left, I had, you know, more entries to more places in the towns up there than any of the other groups. So,
well,
it does just take time, and getting people to know that you're a respectable organization and that they can trust you.
The thing I've been really thinking about, and I was really inspired, I have to say, in Kentucky when we were at the LGHS conference.
Yeah.
When we left there, I was really inspired because talking to Keith. And talking to everybody there, you know, obviously Keith spent a lot of time working at Waverly Hills. I mean, what a choice place to do work at, right? And it's something that I've been really teetering the idea about along with Ghostly Talk here is trying to find a dedicated place where we can do work at. I mean, we've been to a bunch of places, a bunch of different places, but the idea that I've been kind of pondering on is actually trying to find a place here local. Not something an hour away or 2 hours away, something local here that's notably haunted that we'd be able to get access to pretty much whenever we want to do work at.
And develop
a relationship with the owner of that is, you know, whatever it may be, a bar or whatever it could be. That's something I've been wanting to work on. You know, and obviously you talked about developing a client base with your group and developing these relationships with these people. That takes time.
So that you have a network going and you can get referrals and,
and
that kind
of thing. Because word of mouth is still really, really big in the paranormal industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're having issues and you have no clue who to turn to, usually the only thing you've ever done is seen something on TV or done a Google search.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And but if you talk about it at work and they hear about, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so had, you know, this group out, why don't you call them?
Well, how do we get into a lot of places we go to? It's usually somebody that's talked to somebody else that said, hey, I know these guys that do this crazy show, and then they also work on this stuff in the field also. Let me give them a call. I mean, every week something happens. I get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, I heard you're a ghost hunter. Somebody gave me your phone number. What's up? And I'm like, okay, cool. That's how it works. That's how it has to work nowadays.
Referral.
It's a matter of networking and stuff like that.
So, yeah, welcome to the east side of the country.
Why, thank you very much.
How is New Jersey, by the way, too?
Are you guys under snow or ice, or how is it right now?
No, it's actually, I'm outside right now in just a T-shirt and some pants. It's probably in the low 50s to mid-50s right now. It's
warm over there.
Feeling pretty good outside for
better than being,
you know,
outside
the East Coast.
Woodchuck outfit or something. But here it's rainy and we're under a ice advisory. So evidently...
It is still hunting season down here, so I try to keep the woodchuck outfit until, you know, like midsummer and all that stuff.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, I know I was going to ask you, it's a dumb question. I don't know how far away you are from actual... They filmed The Sopranos in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
I believe it. Yeah, it's filmed in New Jersey. I wonder how far away you are. I might have to send you... As a field reporter, Bo, I might have to send you on an official mission.
You have to go collect autographs.
You have to go collect autographs for me. For the cast of The Sopranos, you have to give me James Gandolfini's autograph. I know they do a lot of filming there out in New Jersey and stuff like that. I think they're done now, as a matter of fact, so forget that. Because this is the last season and they're done.
Oh, yeah. If they've already filmed them,
yeah,
and
I think they're all done.
They're
waiting.
Done.
It was worth a shot.
Oh, well.
Anything going on in the future, Bo?
Just, you know, trying to get into more places and find new technologies we can switch over to the paranormal field to use to our benefit.
Speaking of new technologies, have you talked to Barbara lately? Have you talked to her from GIS?
No, I haven't actually talked to her in a couple months. I was actually just thinking about her this week while I was thinking about getting ready for the show, thinking I should drop her a line.
Barbara is like the coolest lady.
Oh gosh, yeah. I'm thinking maybe I don't know, maybe just a couple more months, and we should probably get back in touch.
I'd love to come back on again.
And see if anything new's developed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are a good group. Her and Brendan and even her husband, Roger, I mean, and all of them are just great down-to-earth people.
Well, GIS, they're a pioneer in this field, in my opinion. They're one of the pioneers. Yeah. They've been around for such a long time. And Brendan has really latched on and done some great work himself. He's always out there doing something. And he's a big EVP guy like I am, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's an ITC and EVP. So we, you know, it's always, you know, cool to talk to him at the short times. We've been trying to get him on the show forever. As a matter of fact, the last night when Barbara came on, that was supposed to be Brendan, who was supposed to be on that.
Yeah, he was sick, wasn't he?
He was sick again.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll be able to get him on sometime this year and discuss some things with him, because he's done a lot of work with the SpiritCom stuff like we have too.
Yes,
And we're really interested. I'm interested to get his viewpoint on it too. So
it was really nice being new in the field, having those guys by my side to be able to help me through EVP and all the questions I had.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely, and you couldn't have better guides, I think. As far as those people are concerned. So,
and I think that's the number one thing to tell people that are getting into it now is, you know, network with other groups, and you'll learn a phenomenal amount in a short period of time.
Well, yeah, get with the people that have been there for a while. Find the people that have some accreditation who've been doing this work for a while.
And that's a fantastic message. Network with other groups. What better place than a conference? I mean, I am so pro-conference this year, I'm telling you.
Well, it's because we're going to spend pretty much the majority of the year.
Yeah, the majority of the year at conferences, yeah.
And for those of you that didn't really hear that, that's network with, not compete with.
Yeah, thank you, Bonnie.
No, yeah, well, definitely.
It's begs to be said, too. I mean, that's... And, Bo, I know you know what we're talking about. You know, there's a lot of
groups
out there. I never thought I'd ever see this in this field. I never thought I would. And I don't think it's really that bad.
This field has become archaeology or something.
Yeah. I don't think it's really that. It's not a huge problem, but no, I mean, that's what Ghostly Talk does. We go out and network with a lot of these groups, work with a lot of these groups, and then they're all our friends, too. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is definitely a good thing.
So
better to have friends than enemies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Bo, I want to thank you. I know.
Well, I thank you guys very much.
Doug, thank the man.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Bo. And,
Bo, thank you immensely. I love you.
And remember, anytime any breaking news, any really cool stuff happening out there in New Jersey, give us a buzz, and we'll get you on. We'll tell the world.
Bo,
sounds great.
Well, you'll tell the world.
You'll tell the world. Yeah, exactly. Stay on the line for 1 second, Bo. Don't go away just yet. We're going to take a quick break here.
Don't forget Bo's website, OrbChasers.
Wait.
We screw up.
It has changed. In our last discussion about the orbs, I decided to drop the Orb Chasers from.
Ooh.
Wow.
So.
What?
I'm straying away from those. I don't even want that name associated with my group anymore, really.
Orb Chasers has gotten the axe.
Well, what's the site now, then?
It is ghosthuntersorg.com.
Ghosthuntersorg.com.
Hey, I know a Ghost Hunters, Inc.
Oh, yeah, you should get together with those guys. Yeah.
That's a treat.
Ghosthuntersorg.com. Sorry
that
about that.
Right.
I didn't get the memo, Bo. I apologize.
It actually just happened this week.
Oh, okay. All right, so I don't feel so bad then. Let's take a quick break here, though.
GhostHuntersOrg.com, you guys.
GhostHuntersOrg.com. Check that out, definitely, Bo Wood's site. Bo, again, thank you for signing on and taking us on. We really appreciate it. We appreciate your help, too.
We'll get
Carmen.
Coming up next, a two-hour discussion with Carmen Reed about the haunting in Connecticut. This is very exciting.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm telling you, I'm really geeked, so we will go immediately to break and get Carmen on the phone. Until after that, I guess I'll just sign off. I'm Doug.
I'm confused.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm Scott.
I'm Doug.
I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Ta-da.